with the bye week shaping up and now passed, you guys basically have a 6-game sprint. I know you're worried about the one in front of you, of course, but over the course of this next six, we'll finish the story of this team for the season. I mean, yeah. What's the thought of this group coming into this next week and down the stretch?
You said it, man. Just taking one game at a time. You know, we got a stretch, but we're the 31 other team. So start off with this one game and get on the roll and keep it pushing.
What the offense doing? What it's done over the last couple of weeks? Does the bye week disrupt that, or how was practice today? Essentially, I mean, was it crisp? Was it what you thought it would be?
I feel like I came up before. I had a pretty solid practice. I can't speak for the team as a whole, but I feel like we looked good. You know, everything felt back on pace. And again, it's just about going out there and executing. I don't think about it. We hurts or helps within the game plan. I mean, we got some guys healthy, so that's a plus. You know, so we get healthy, go out there, and continue to execute.
Did you pay attention to the weekend? I mean, see what happened elsewhere, and really, you guys didn't get much help.
You're not going to get much help in this game. I didn't really watch that much football. I saw the box scores or whatever. I saw some teams won, saw some teams lost every week. But it doesn't really disrupt anything that's happening inside of this building. And we just had to go out there and continue to be involved and stack some wins.
What are your initial thoughts on the Jets and their defense?
We were able to see them on film today. It was a really good group. And they bring a lot of different things at you. A lot of key players on their team that can go out there and play some good ball. So just want to continue to prepare and get better, and we're focusing on Sunday.
Are they the real definition of don't be fooled by a team's record?
Oh, man, you can't even think about that, especially in this game. You don't know who you're going to play on Sunday. Records don't even matter. It's about who plays the best on that Sunday. So we have to go out there. We're going to get their best shot, and we're going to get them out.
Trey, what are we getting Ryan Khalil back out there doing for you guys?
It's one of those things when you kind of get the head of the household, if you want to call it that, or it's not just about the offensive line. I think he's a voice on the offense and on his team, period. So just having him out there, I think it gives guys confidence and also gives a morale boost to the team. I know he's gonna be ready. He's battle tested, and he continues to be that veteran that we all look for and strive to be. So just happy to have him back.
Do you feel refreshed coming out of the bye with a week off?
Definitely feel better. Just want to get back into the swing of things, get your body back into motion, get your routine back. I definitely feel better.
How'd you spend the bye week?
I relaxed the whole time. I was here, went home for a few days, and unwind. I was back to football.